Get ready for Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith.
Rebecca Blacksmith.
Take a host with a few Ivy League graduate degrees, a room full of bright CEOs, and throw in a conversation about leadership. Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith. For all leaders listening right now.
Right now. Right now.
You're listening to Leaders Portfolio. I'm your host, Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith. Our guest in the Leaders Portfolio studio today is the president and CEO of USIS, known as U.S. Investigation Services, and it's Mr. Bill Mixon with us. Welcome, Bill.
Welcome, Rebecca. Thanks to be here.
Now, USIS is an Altegrity company located in Falls Church, Virginia, delivers security-related services to the government and commercial sector, approximately 7,000 employees with revenues in 2010 of $680 million. Tell us a little bit about what you provide.
Sure. We provide a wide range of services to the federal government. We think of ourselves as a premium provider of knowledge-based security solutions. We attempt to help our federal clients make informed decisions around their risk management needs. We have a number of services in the business. We provide investigation services, training and law enforcement services, information management services to a number of federal agencies, and a suite of security solutions across the federal government.
And you're celebrating your 15th anniversary, right? Pretty soon?
That's right. We're really excited. We're a teenager, as we like to say, and it's a very interesting story. In 1996, we were privatized out of the federal government, and we think of ourselves as one of the more successful privatizations that has occurred within the federal government. So we've been private since 1996, and this coming July, we're celebrating our 15th anniversary.
Excellent, excellent. With Governor Tom Ridge.
Yeah, our keynote speaker is Governor Tom Ridge. The genesis of the company is a location in western Pennsylvania, about an hour north of Pittsburgh. And obviously, Governor Ridge, as well as Secretary Ridge, the founding secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, has deep ties to that part of the country and ties to the company. So we're excited that he's going to be the keynote speaker for us.
Now, did you get to pick the flavor of the 15th anniversary birthday cake?
Some other folks were involved in that decision, but I'm sure it's going to be good. And we're really looking forward to having some cake here coming up sometime real soon.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah. All right. Now, USIS is an interesting company because it was a government agency that was privatized in 1996. So, you know, that's kind of an unusual situation in that you were, you know, government agency and now private. So what are some of the interesting challenges and or benefits with that type of business structure?
Yeah, no, that's a great question, Rebecca. I think, you know, as I think about USIS, and I've been with the company now for about 7 years, you know, as I think about the culture that we have in the company, it's a unique culture. It's a culture that is very focused on mission. We have legacy employees that were employees of the federal government, and so therefore we have a very strong mission orientation around the services that we provide. So that is a great opportunity. It's a chance for myself and other senior leaders in the business to really reinforce in a collaborative way that sense of mission that we have in support of our federal clients.
Excellent, excellent. And you were recently a panel moderator at the Symposium on Homeland Security, which was a conference focused on the latest advancements in Homeland Security. So what are some of the trends you're seeing in the industry or areas you're focused on at USIS?
Well, you know, as I previously mentioned, you know, we provide a wide suite of services across the federal government. We have about 100 different contracts that constitute the company. We provide security solutions across the federal government. We provide a number of those solutions into the Department for Homeland Security, and we do have a relationship that you referred to, and we're very proud of that. You know, we see a continued and challenging threat. And we see the need to be ever vigilant as it relates to domestic security, and we're proud to be able to support a portion of that mission within DHS.
Excellent, excellent. We're speaking with Bill Mixon, President and CEO of USIS. Now, you joined USIS in 2005 as president of one of the divisions. Now you serve as the overall CEO. So what are some of the kind of pros and cons of having been a, you know, an USIS employee prior to then taking over the CEO position?
Yeah, no, that's another great question. I think there's pros and cons associated with being an incumbent leader who is then promoted within the company. You know, I think that certainly you're a known commodity. And that generally is probably a good thing as I lead the business and work with a team of senior leaders to set the tone, strategic direction, and culture within the company. I think that, you know, it's important that we continue to embrace change. And I would say that, you know, that's something that I try to challenge myself around, as well as challenge our senior team, to make sure that we're taking risks in the business, that we're thinking about change appropriately as an incumbent CEO. Having spent time in the business prior to actually becoming the CEO, I have to challenge myself to make sure that we're adapting to market changing conditions and that we're growing as a business.
Excellent, excellent. And talk about like a necessary condition that you think you need in your position as CEO.
You know, I think that, you know, I think the appropriate prioritization of values is really something that is, you know, kind of number one or number two on my job list. I've got to make sure that we set the right tone, that we have the right vision and mission for the business. We have something in USIS that we refer to as the virtuous circle, which I think is you know, helps us set the tone around our values at a very high level. We talk about the notion that, you know, employees come first. We believe that well-motivated and compensated employees will then create value for our customers and our clients. We can convey those capabilities to our clients. And then lastly, as we take care of our clients and customers, they in turn will compensate us, and we can generate a return for our stakeholders. So, you know, at a high level, we really think employees first, customers second, and stakeholders third. That's helped us to set the right kind of tone inside the business.
And is that almost, you're almost kind of answering the question I was going to ask next, which is, what's your leadership philosophy? Is that kind of your answer for that too?
Yeah, I mean, I think more broadly in terms of leadership philosophy, I would talk about, you know, I'm a big fan of collaborative leadership. I believe that it takes a team to lead any business. I think a shared understanding of organizational priorities. I think creating a synergistic environment between employees, customers, mission, and results are critical. And then I think lastly, you know, it's really important, you know, we have about 7,000 employees within USIS, and I'm constantly reminded that the need for communication is just ever present. We have to, as senior leaders in the business, make sure that we view communication as an essential leadership tool, and we have to be prepared every day to make sure that we communicate effectively with the organization.
And when you talk about communication, are you talking about, kind of like all over, you know, clients, employees, management team, just in every spoke?
Yeah, it really needs to be three-dimensional. You know, this time I'm spending with you is a great example of communication. We'll share this with our employees, and there'll be many employees there that will take a tidbit or two from this conversation that perhaps they hadn't heard from me in previous forums.
So then my next question is going to have to be, what makes a great employee?
You know, I think that, you know, there isn't, in my opinion, there isn't a simple answer to that. I think a connection with the business. I think a connection to the mission that we have as a business. I think a willingness to listen, a willingness to offer of themselves around solutions for the business. Those are all components, I think, of an outstanding employee. I think being open to supporting what we're trying to accomplish as a business is a good general sentence there.
Excellent. And you held another area I thought would be interesting to get into. We're speaking with the president and CEO of USIS, Bill Mixon. USIS is an Altegrity company, approximately 7,000 employees with revenues, 2010 of $680 million. And you, for over a decade, held various senior level positions with the major company, Philips Healthcare North America. And your area was customer support and customer service. And, you know, it was interesting. When I first started interviewing CEOs, I always saw that, you know, they'd say, oh, a good company, you got to have customer service. And I thought, well, that's kind of a very kind of simplistic answer to leadership, right? And then I realized over time that I'm the naive one, and it's actually extremely important. And when you think about a lot of small companies, as they grow to large companies, they lose that. Often that trait is lost. What are your thoughts as being an area of expertise for you?
Yeah, no, I think that's a really great question, and I think it really is a challenge that as businesses grow, they have to deal with. I grew up in a world and was mentored by a number of strong leaders that taught me that, you know, people, process, tools, capabilities, and systems were all critical to providing world-class customer service. And USIS is an interesting example from this perspective. You know, we began in 1996 with approximately 400 employees, and today, as I previously mentioned, we have 7,000. So we clearly have had to scale as a business, and as the company's involved, as evolved, we've worked on, in particular, process, tools, and systems that allow us to support our line employees in delivering world-class customer service. So I think it's a degree of professionalism, and it's the ability to leverage scale with those attributes that I previously described that allows you to continue to have a culture of service as you grow as a company.
Excellent, excellent. We're speaking with Bill Mixon, President and CEO of USIS. And Bill, we're going to hit a commercial break. And when we return, I want to get into a little bit about your background. You were, College of William & Mary, Virginia Commonwealth University, and a little bit in your leadership history. So we'll discuss that when we return. I'm Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith. I want to thank the supporters of leadership, our Leaders Portfolio sponsors, Dennis Cowell Architects, WOW Services Group, Divine Inspiration Salon, Riverwalk, their development featured on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, and Hilton Garden Inn of Fairfax, Virginia, providing all your business meeting room needs. If you're trying to reach the business community directly, consider sponsorship of Leaders Portfolio. We really appreciate our sponsors. We appreciate their commitment to leadership, that they care enough to want to give back to people listening to Leaders Portfolio, either through online, leadersportfolio.com, that's leaders plural portfolio.com, or on air. We really appreciate their commitment to providing you and myself, because I learn from these CEOs every week about leadership. And my philosophy is that if I don't learn something, then I'm not doing a good job interviewing our leaders on Leaders Portfolio. I'm Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith. We're going to return after this break with Bill Mixon, the president and CEO of USIS. That's all happening right here on Leaders Portfolio and at leadersportfolio.com. That's leadersportfolio.com.
Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith, now playing at leadersportfolio.com.
Dennis Cowell Architects restored the most significant Beaux Arts building in the state of Virginia, the Hanley Library of Winchester. Be it through new construction, historic preservation, or environmentally friendly design, visit CowellArchitects.com. For libraries, museums, corporate buildings, colleges, and specially designed houses, if you want architecture on your agenda, fusing function with beauty, then visit CowellArchitects.com. That's K-O-W-A-L Architects.com.
Are you a business leader who practices leadership? Apply for the Leaders Portfolio Awards. Have a client who emphasizes leadership? Nominate their company for the Leaders Portfolio Awards. Past winners include startups, as well as a company producing $150 million a year in revenue. Tune in to Leaders Portfolio with Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith on the air and online at leadersportfolio.com. For Leaders Portfolio Awards information, visit leadersportfolio.com.
The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax Hotel near I-66 and 50 provides state-of-the-art guest rooms with complimentary high-speed internet access, a full-service restaurant, business meeting and banquet rooms for up to 300 guests, with a professional staff that stays focused on the details so you don't have to, and full banquet catering. Call 703-385-7774 for guest rooms, meeting space, or special events at this award-winning hotel. That's 703-385-7774. The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax.
Do you want others to know how your organization can help them? Then tell the business community why they need your business. Become a proud sponsor of Leaders Portfolio by calling 864-323-2600. By becoming a sponsor, you will be communicating directly with your target audience. Leaders Portfolio offers low-cost sponsorships for high impact, and Leaders Portfolio guarantees results. Let us tell you how by phoning 864-323-2600. That's 864-323-2600.
Dennis Coall Architects restored the most significant Beaux Arts building in the state of Virginia, the Hanley Library of Winchester. Be it through new construction, historic preservation, or environmentally friendly design, visit coallarchitects.com. For libraries, museums, corporate buildings, colleges, and specially designed houses, if you want architecture on your agenda, fusing function with beauty, then visit coallarchitects.com. That's K-O-W-A-L Architects.com.
Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith, now playing at leadersportfolio.com.
Back here in the Leaders Portfolio studio with Bill Mixon, the president and CEO of USIS, U.S. Investigation Services. Excuse me, Bill, we were talking before the break a little bit about your background. You have a bachelor's in economics from Georgetown University, an MBA from College of William & Mary, and a master's of science in healthcare administration from Virginia Commonwealth University. So talk a little bit about what you expected to do with your life and how you got here.
Thanks, Rebecca. You know, obviously, I view education as a critical set of building blocks to be successful in the business world. And that was something that I took seriously early in my career and spent some time both in an undergrad program at Georgetown and then in two graduate degree programs at William & Mary and VCU in the Richmond area. So, you know, I think that educational time has given me the tools that I've needed to be successful in business as I've evolved in my career.
Excellent. And so, it's interesting, right? Because you did healthcare administration for, you said, the first 20 years of your career?
Yeah, almost 20 years.
But you've always done services. And you think kind of being a leader in a service space is very similar, but if you jump to the product side, it would be a little bit different.
Yeah, that's right. As I was saying to you earlier, Rebecca, if you wouldn't want Bill Mixon to be involved in necessarily a manufacturing enterprise, I wouldn't be the right person to do that. But in the world of providing professional services, whether you're doing that in the healthcare space or you're doing that in the federal space, there's a lot of commonality in terms of, as I referred to previously, you know, people, process, tools, and technology, and really optimizing the support structure that you have in the business to enable your employees to provide services to clients. So there's real commonality in the services space across industries. And so, as you point out, I've been able to do that in two relatively unique industries.
Excellent. And is there an optimum company size? USIS is around 7,000 employees. Like, at what, you know, is it 3,000 you can do this well, but not this well? At 7,000 you can do this well, but not this?
Yeah, I don't know that there is an optimum company size. I think that, you know, that there's some really interesting and exciting things, particularly in the federal market, that you can do as a small business. We consider ourselves, and I think most folks that follow our industry consider ourselves, a mid-sized company at about 7,000 employees and about $700 million in revenue. And certainly there's very, very large companies out there in the federal space. I think it's important from my perspective that as we grow as a business, and we have had very significant growth over our 15-year history, that we stay nimble, that we are willing to take risks as a business, and that we continue to keep the right cultural foundations around both leadership and client service. So it isn't, from my perspective, so much about the particular size of the business as it is your ability to operate effectively irrespective of what your size is.
And you talked about taking risks. So that's an area that kind of pushes you, right? You've got to take a certain mix of risks for your business.
That's right. And you know, we think of, you know, sort of 20% of the time we want to be challenging ourselves with risk. And so we want to grow. We want to determine new near adjacent markets that we can attempt to address in the federal space. And we want to continually evaluate our operational readiness, both in our core business, but also how can we build those capabilities that will allow us to do new and improved things for our clients.
What are some of the tricks with taking risks? Like, is one trick, you know, take a risk, but quickly, if it doesn't work, move on or clean up, or, you know, kind of how do you handle that?
Actually, that's really a very good point. I think that, first of all, as the CEO of the business, it's my responsibility to make it clear to the organization that if people take risks, if somebody shoots the ball and misses, that, you know, that's okay. that it's okay for us as an organization to rebound the ball and to, you know, try to take another shot. There's another thing that we talk a lot about in the business, and that's this notion of balancing well the competing priorities of internal organizational excellence versus the realization of external growth objectives. All businesses have competing priorities from a resource perspective, and it's important that as the CEO, I set the tone that we're going to set aside a certain percentage of our resources every year to attempt to create new capabilities, to attempt to penetrate new markets, and that, you know, I understand that in a percentage of those cases, we may not hit a complete home run. Singles and doubles are fine, and it's my responsibility to create a leadership culture that says if we hit a single or a double, that's a good thing for the business and that we've done the right thing by taking a risk in a particular market opportunity.
How much do you think is leadership decisions versus luck?
I think that like a lot of things in life and in business, it's a combination of both factors. I think that where diligence meets opportunity, I think sometimes luck is in the room, and I think that's the case. I think that it's important for us to be systematic in terms of our planning processes, how we think about our annual operating plans and investments that we make in growth. But make no mistake, a little bit of luck sometimes can go a long way in a business environment.
Excellent. Speaking with Bill Mixon, President and CEO of U.S. Investigation Services. And Bill, you mentioned a minute ago culture. And I know that's something that, you know, that would actually be an asset for you with the company prior to taking your, because you were president of a division at USIS before you took your CEO role, because you would understand culture. And my understanding is that culture is something that you're kind of working on currently in your position.
Yeah, I mean, in the business for us, the evolution of our culture is something that we're consistently working on. You know, we have a mission statement within the business that is to deliver best-in-class people, process, and technology in partnership with our diverse customer base while creating value for shareholders, employees, and the community. So that's the mission statement. You know, I think the cultural aspect of what we want to do as a business, involves integrity. It involves an orientation to our employees that I previously talked about. A focus on improving the effectiveness of what we do for our customers. And then lastly, in our community, attempting to make a difference where we live and work by giving back to the community. So those would be three or four sentences, Rebecca, that would try to convey to you the attempt that we have at building out a true solid corporate culture.
Excellent. Bill Mixon, President and CEO of USIS. Now, you know, it's interesting in your case, because you're a government contractor, your revenues are really linked to government programs. So I wondered, do you think more than the average person about the national debt? Because obviously with increasing debt, there's, at some point there's got to be government cuts. And so is that something you think about? Like, oh, man, this is becoming a hotter political issue. Something's going to be rolled back here.
Yeah, I mean, I think if I answered no to that question, I probably wouldn't be doing my job. Correct.
Right.
So it's clearly something that we're staying close to. We have a deadline for the federal government coming up here in early August, where clearly some decisions have to be made. You know, what I say to our team is that it's essential for us to be in mission critical activities. So to the extent that we support our clients, and the things that we do for them are in areas that are absolutely mission critical, that will help to insulate us from potential budget cuts. But make no mistake, Rebecca, it's a good question. It's an issue. It's something that we're keeping our eyes on, and we will see how the next couple months unfold.
Excellent. Bill Mixon here with us, USIS President and CEO. Now, Bill, tell us something about yourself that a CEO in your position faces that we would never think you do.
I'm not sure if I'm going to give you exactly the answer that you're looking for, but I think that questioning decisions that one makes, every day I have to make multiple decisions, some of which are easy, some of which are difficult. And I think, you know, make no mistake, they're, you know, I'm not always positive that I'm making the right decision. There's times when I have to take risks in the decisions that I make. So I think, you know, sometimes late at night, you know, thinking long and hard about decisions that I'm about to make or decisions that I've made, you know, in the previous day. Those are sort of introspective moments that, you know, are challenging, whether you're the CEO or whether you're, you know, a level one manager in any business. I think introspection and asking oneself around, you know, good, hard questions about the outcome of the decisions that you make. I think those are important attributes that good leaders have.
And tell us, it's excellent. And tell us in your past, you know, just give us a quick kind of 30, 45 second answer of somewhere where you've messed up.
I think for me in particular, you know, I need to constantly work on patience. I need to work on listening skills. I need to work on patience and listening skills.
Is this so, what your wife's speaking or your
you're obviously listening very well, Rebecca. So, you know, I think that, you know, I challenge myself to make myself to make sure that, you know, I do have patience and that I do, you know, allow people the time that it takes to accomplish their jobs in support of our clients. And so that would probably be an area that I try to work on a regular basis.
And wrapping up here, last question, just maybe, you know, 30 seconds on this. You have a private equity ownership structure. Talk about what it's like having private equity owners for your business.
Actually, it's interesting. Over the 15-year history of USIS, we've had three private equity owners, and the current owner is Providence Equity Partners, based out of Providence, Rhode Island. Generally speaking, it's really a great thing from my perspective. You know, I had talked earlier about the need to be nimble as we grow, and being owned by private equity allows us to do just that, to maintain a nimble approach to business. We're not tied to quarterly earnings necessarily like publicly traded companies, and we're able to take risks in the marketplace that some other businesses might not be able to. So for me personally, it's been a great experience with the private equity support that we have.
Great. Well, Bill, thank you for being on Leaders Portfolio.
Well, thanks very much for having me.
Bill Mixon, President CEO of USIS, here with us on Leaders Portfolio. I'm Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith, reminding you to apply for the Leaders Portfolio Awards. If you think your company deserves Leadership Business of the Year, then you need to apply, or Business Leader of the Year, or we even have a category for non-CEOs or non-owners, which is the Rising Leader of the Year. So apply now, leadersportfolio.com. That's leadersportfolio.com.